Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Big Ten, SEC, ACC all have games worth digging into, and we'll do that in just a moment here on BetMGMU alongside John Martin and RJ Choppy. I'm Chris Mack. Don't forget to watch the show on YouTube, the BetMGM Network, and of course, subscribe to the podcast. Just search BetMGMU wherever you get your podcast with you every single weekend here. Getting you ready for all of the action with just 2 weeks left in the regular season. We just got done breaking down the playoff picture. Maybe we'll take a look at some of those projected matchups and the projected spreads that would be in those games. And also talk a little bit about the coaching carousel before we wrap up and get you our best bets, maybe a pizza money parlay as well. But let's dive into the action this week. And let's start Saturday afternoon out west in Oregon. Number 6 Ducks host number 16 USC at 12:30 Pacific on CBS. Oregon favored in this one by 10 and a half, essentially an elimination game for USC. They cannot afford to lose another game. They've got to run the table. They score 38 points a game. It's eighth best in the country, average nearly 500 yards of total offense. Jaden Maiava's got over 2,800 passing yards. Mekhi Lemon's over 1,000 receiving yards already, John. But Oregon's pass defense is the single best in the country. They've allowed just 127 passing yards per game. So with both of these teams kind of trending towards the under and defense first in their most recent games, how do you see this playing out? Is it another under? The number's big. The market doesn't say so. It says 59.5. And do we expect USC to be able to generate any offense against this Ducks defense?
I think this will probably play like a pseudo playoff game, right? Just because of what's on the line here now. I mean, the market knows that. The market knows what's at stake for both of these teams. It's still 59.5. So, you know, I recognize that something may be afoot here, but I can only take under. USC is sort of, they have this perception under Lincoln Riley, and it's well deserved that, you know, they have horrendous defense, but it's been much, much better this year, obviously, relative to what they've been. So I think in a pressure packed situation here, I think you could absolutely see an under 59.5.
Man, I'll tell you, I don't think Oregon is Oregon this year. I'm just not super impressed. This is a wild game for the committee. The committee has put themselves in such a corner here. If USC wins, they have to drop Oregon out. Oregon's at 7. Mm-hmm. They just dropped Bama 6 spots. They've got to drop Oregon 6 spots. They would be losing a home game to a team they're favored over. Same thing as Alabama. If USC loses, and they lose badly, that's Notre Dame's best win. Does that change how they view Notre Dame? If USC wins, does that obviously view how they view, change of the view Notre Dame. And does that jump USC in? Does USC replace Oregon? This is a wild game, man. I am so fascinated. This game, I'm actually more intrigued by the actual ramifications and the drama and the soap opera around what this game means than I am the actual football game. it's wild, but that's kind of the way it is, man. Like, you know, with the 12-team playoff, you know, these games are not, I mean, they're do or die, but they're also not do or die. You know, you can still have some you know, manipulation, win or lose, but it's the what the meaning of this game does to 2, 3, 4, 5 other teams really piques my interest.
Yeah, there's also, however slim an opportunity, a very slim opportunity for Oregon to somehow sneak into the Big Ten title game. It would require a win against USC, pardon me, and then at Washington. They would also need Indiana to lose at Purdue next week and Ohio State to either lose against Rutgers at home or at the Big House in the game against Michigan in the final week of the regular season, which we know would not be the first time Ryan Day had gone to Ann Arbor and lost an important game. But the Indiana loss at Purdue in the final week is the piece of that puzzle that doesn't really fit together. As I mentioned, USC needs to win out. They need Ohio State to lose twice. And that would get them in the Big Ten title game, which is kind of wild to think about as well, that that possibility still exists. But USC can't afford a loss. Oregon, as you just laid out, Choppy, can't really afford it either. So, as John mentioned, kind of a de facto playoff game Saturday afternoon out in Eugene. Saturday afternoon in Norman, number 8 Sooners, now back in the playoff picture and hosting number 23 Missouri, favored by 7.5 in this one. Sooners coming off the big road win at Alabama, obviously. They've beaten 4 of the 5 ranked opponents they've faced this year, and their defense 8th in the country, only allowing 16 points per game. Missouri, exact opposite, 0-3 against ranked teams this season, including 2 of those games at home. Their defense, still solid if we go by yardage, but I'll throw out a theory here, John, and you tell me what you think about Missouri. It feels like not necessarily like the Alabama loss sucked the air out of their sails, because at that point, you're still alive. It's 1 loss. Mm-hmm. At that point, number 8 Alabama, I think. But the loss at Vanderbilt feels like it kind of sucked the wind out of Missouri's sails. You got Eli Drinkwitz, you know, presumably interviewing for jobs. I've been told he interviewed at Penn State. I don't know how true that is or not. I don't want to say they punted on the season, but they're not going to the playoff now with 3 losses, Missouri. And so it feels like a lack of focus. They had a nice win over Mississippi State last week, but that's at home. This is on the road at Oklahoma. And I'll be honest, 7.5 doesn't feel like enough with the Oklahoma defense. If they play opportunistic football again, I think this could get away pretty early in the second half.
Yeah, agreed. I mean, I think it's a tough game to have to play when, you know, your season is hanging on. I mean, whether or not it's going to be the freshman quarterback in there, or if it's going to be your boy Pribula, like if he comes back without, you know, an ankle, I don't really see the upside on Missouri in this game. Oklahoma is just they're great at all the things you have to be great at in a game like this. I mean, they're going to limit explosive plays. They're going to limit yardage generally. They're going to be in Missouri's backfield. Like I don't really see a lot of success for Missouri. So I think laying the 7.5 here is fine. Yep.
Yeah, I like laying the 7.5 here. I also like the over. I think this has got 31-17 written all over it, something like that. You know, I think the over 42.5. 42 is a low number in college football. OU is, yeah, they both have solid defenses. But, I mean, if you were to go and look at just about every game of the last, 3 of the last 5, 4 of the last 5 they've played, 5 of the last 6 that Missouri's played, they've all gone over. Oklahoma, over what this total would be. Oklahoma, kind of the same thing. That you would have to go back to the Texas game to find one that this wouldn't have covered the over. I think 42.5 is too low. I think 7.5 is the number I'm fine with laying on the Sooners.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Yeah, it feels like Missouri's season came to an end and they're playing out the string at this point. Saturday night down in Atlanta, 7 Eastern on ESPN. The Pitt Panthers coming off an ugly loss at home to Notre Dame. The whole game day thing. Basically lost the game in a 10-second span in the first quarter. Traveling to number 15, Georgia Tech. Georgia Tech only favored by 2.5 here. And that does not add up for me. You've got Tech securing a spot in the ACC championship game if they win on Saturday night. And you've got Haynes King continuing to do what he does. He scored at least one rushing touchdown in all but one game this season. He's got at least a pair of rushing touchdowns in 5 games this season. Look, I don't think Pitt is totally dead in the water. They still have a path to get to the ACC championship game. I just think it's hard to bounce back after the kind of loss they took at home to Notre Dame last week when, like I said, John, they basically lost the game in a 10-second span with a big Jeremiah Love 56-yard touchdown run and then a pick six, and bang, it was over. There was no coming back.
We talked about that last. They lost the game before the game started with the coach's comments. It played out exactly like we all said it would play out because, you know, you go public with that and that's the kind of effort that you get. With that being said, you know, obviously I think he's going to come in and he wouldn't say this publicly, but now he's like, all right, we took an ass beating. We got embarrassed. Now this is our season. This is it. So, you know, I think that's kind of being reflected in this number here. That this is going to be all or nothing for, you know, for Pitt here, and you're going to get their best effort, and, you know, we'll see how good that is. But I think that's why you're not seeing this get out further than 2.5.
Man, but this game matters. This game matters to Pitt, right?
Yep.
It matters.
Yep.
Like we said last week, it's a conference game. I like Georgia Tech here. They can see it. They're in striking distance. This is one of those things where, you know, you can't let your foot up the tiger's throat. It's a good Fast the Furious reference for you. I give me Georgia Tech at home. That little old timey car they got, not flipping over on the grass. They drive it in. So give me Georgia Tech at home by the 2.5. It's too low of a number.
The rambling wreck. Like I said, there is chaos. We think the ACC has been chaotic to this point. It has been kind of started to sort itself out last week. And like we just got done talking about, Georgia Tech wins this. They're in the ACC championship game. Most likely against Virginia, which is kind of wild given what the preseason expectations were for the Cavaliers, which were very low. There is a reopened door to chaos if Pitt somehow pulls off the upset in Atlanta, because that would open a door for Miami to maybe sneak back in to the ACC championship game. I'm going to just run down the scenario just for, you know, things and giggles. Miami makes the ACC title game if they win their last two games, and they get Virginia Tech and Pitt the last 2 weeks. Virginia Tech this weekend, Pitt next weekend. They also need Virginia to beat Virginia Tech in that finale. They need Pitt to beat Georgia Tech this weekend. Duke to beat North Carolina, not out of the realm of possibility. SMU to beat Louisville, also not out of the realm of possibility. Cal to then turn around and beat SMU, and Wake Forest beat Duke. If you followed all that, congratulations. I got a Charlie Day gift from Always Sunny in Philadelphia with the cigarette and all the strings all over the corkboard for you. Point is, the ACC is still a dumpster fire unless Georgia Tech puts this thing away. In which right. case, they'll face somebody, John, and it won't really matter who it is in the ACC championship game.
That's right, but that's why Pitt's going to win. Pitt is going to win to enable Max Chaos. And let's be honest, trigger you. Every day that Pitt wins, something terrible around the Mac house happens to a kitten. It's just,
Yep. That's I drowned three of them two weeks ago. For legal purposes,
that's a joke, okay? yes, I think Pitt's going to pull it off outright for all those reasons.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I'm going to go kick the dog if that happens.
No, don't do that.
Not really. It's a tough dog.
Oh, man. You get canceled.
Saturday night. One more. Let's just touch on this real quick. We only got like a minute. Choppy, your Vols are headed to Gainesville as 4.5-point favorites. We'll get into the discussion about Florida and who their coach is going to be and all that in a couple of minutes. But what are the Vols playing for here? And are we touching this game at all?
Oh, I'm not going to touch it. If they don't beat Florida this year, and it's been 22 years since we've won down there, they might as well just never bother. This might be the last time they play there for a while, right? Because next year the SEC goes to that rotating schedule, and Florida's not on it. So this could we could own this for a while. It's been a long, long time. I wouldn't touch it. I don't know what we're playing for. Maybe playing for recruits. I have no idea. I know they think they have an outside chance, or they're eight spots away. Maybe Mass Chaos. You beat Florida. You beat Vanderbilt. Those are two, the one road win, and then Vandy's a good win. Maybe chaos happens, but I can't. Maybe I get Joey back next year. Joey coming back. He gonna get a seventh year. JUCO waiver. Diego Pavia. I'm staying away. I don't trust this team at all. It's basketball season, baby. Rick Barnes.
There we go.
There it is. He's pivoted. It's mid-November. He's pivoted already, John.
Tennessee can do that now. Basketball school, man.
We're the everything school, baby.
Oh, everything school. Excuse me. You guys lost your baseball coach, though.
We're still top five. Still top five.
Yeah. Look at it. That was a dart.
The everything school. That's how I would, if I was starting a university, that's how I'd brand it. We're the everything school.
The everything school.
John Martin University. The everything
that's right.
school.
The University of Memphis is a women's soccer school.
There you go.
That's all we have going for us right now.
It's mid-November. Choppy's just getting in on hoops, and John's out already. He's like, screw it. Memphis is cooked already.
Hoops, we don't talk about that. We don't talk about that in Memphis.
John Brandt getting traded.
Penny Hardaway.
It's hell down there. It's hell down there. We'll talk about those projected spreads on what would be this week's CFP matchups. We'll also talk about the coaching carousel. What's the future hold for Lane Kiffin? And get you our best bets, maybe a pizza money parlay as well, before we wrap up the show here next on BetMGMU.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.